This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares class. We'll be getting back to currency in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to share with you something that I've been saying for the last probably 18 months or so. There's been an uptick, a serious uptick, in the number of bugs that you find in packages of pasta. So many years ago, I wanted to know, how long does pasta store? So I bought some from Aldi, a bunch of it, about 10 years ago. It stored absolutely fine. Right next to it, I bought some pasta from Walmart. The house brand, Great Value brand. I wanted to see how well that stored. I bought a significant amount of that. And also Berea, and that was from Sam's Club. It's in a blue box. And also some relatively new pasta from Aldi. Stored them all in the same location. The old pasta did just fine from Aldi. Still going strong, no bugs. But the other three, from Aldi, Walmart, and Berea, all had bugs. What's up? So I called Berea, and I said, I have bugs in the pasta. What's going on? Impossible. Impossible. See, why is it impossible? Well, we heat the pasta to a very high temperature, so it can't be. Well, then why are the bugs in the pasta? There's only two places they can come from. They can come from the box that the pasta is in, meaning the recycled cardboard boxes have eggs in them that hatch, or the bugs are in the pasta with the eggs, and the eggs hatch. And I have the examples of the pasta with the bugs popping out of the pasta noodles. They're coming out, not going in. That means to me that, I studied science. I took chemistry, physics, biology, you know, as others do, engineering courses. And the bugs are coming out. That means that the eggs are in the flour that's used to make the pasta. And when did all this start happening? The same time that the stems started appearing in the green bean cans. It seems that when COVID was released on the world, everything fell apart, including the food system, including the food manufacturing system. So we have twigs in the green beans. We have kernels of corn that are that have the cob in them that never happened before with cans of whole corn. So we're seeing a secondary grade of food here in the United States that we never had before. Our food supply was the finest in the world until, I think, COVID. And once that happened, we forgot or decided not to pay attention, or couldn't hire people to pay attention to what they were doing in the factories that manufactured food. That's my take on it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I mentioned that I had family members who have jobs in food manufacturing, and they say getting good staff is an ongoing issue. And the reason being is that their particular workplace involves heavy manual labour, and people can't do it. And I've had from a number of sources, not just my son, but people find out that who they are and that I'm their mum, and the first thing they say is, they're the best workers we've got. You did well. And this is it. It's people, and the reason why is that I raised them to be workers, and I raised them to be independent thinkers. And so, you know, they know how to use computers, and they have cell phones and all the rest of it, but they also know how to do things aside from that. So because of that, because they're used to doing heavy manual labour, and in their spare time, they do things like weightlifting and vegetable gardening, and they go down to the river and they fish, and they go for hikes and this sort of thing, and they're grown men, that they still sometimes build tree houses. Just for the fun of it, just to be kids again for a day, you know. And they go and they build tree houses by the river, and then they go and sit up in the tree house for the afternoon. And you might think that that's a bit of a little kid thing, but I think that everybody ought to know how to build a tree house. I really do, because maybe the time will come when it might be good to be able to know how to build a lookout in a tree. You know, and I think that day is coming for all of us. And when they come here sometimes, they've still got the treehouse that they built when they were little kids out in the forest, and they climb up, but it's gradually falling apart, and they say, hey, Mum, I don't think this can take our weight anymore. And I go, They're sensible enough to know where their limits are. But people are not like that anymore. People think that everything's accomplished by pressing a button. They don't know how to do stuff. And that means that food manufacturing plants are having problems finding quality labour, because nobody knows how to do heavy manual labour. And what people don't realise, they see the little, you know, 1 pound packet of food on the shelf of the supermarket, and they say, oh, we don't see where the heavy manual labour is in making this 1 pound packet of noodles or whatever. They don't see that there's a, you know, 40 pound bag of flour, a 50 pound bag of flour that goes into the noodle making machine at the food manufacturing plant. And that 50-pound bag has to be lifted by somebody and carried by somebody and dumped in there by somebody. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah. I know a gal who works at a retail, we'll call it a restaurant, and they hired a young person who's been there about a year and a half to be at the register. So people come in, and some people pay with credit cards. That's real easy because they can look at the total amount of the transaction, and the credit card machine will say, you put your credit card in there, and it will say, do you approve this amount? You tap yes, and you sign it, and you're done. But then it gets real complicated when a person brings cash and the young gal at the register has to make change. And it's only been about a year and a half now, and she's still learning how to make change. Now, we're not talking about someone who has a learning disability. We're talking about someone who has successfully studied in high school and can't make change after a year and a half. And the problem is that the company has invested a year and a half so far in this person who does show up but can't make change, and her job is to make change. That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, we're talking about civilization in collapse. That's one example. Gwyneth, here's another example. I'd like to get your take on it. So imagine this scenario, class. Cavemen and women. So they're having a meal, and they're sitting, and it's getting dark, and they're around the fire. So they've got some rocks, and they've got some twigs, and they've got this fire going, and they somehow snared or speared an animal or clubbed it to death, and they've got their hands in the meat of the animal, and their hands are all bloody, and they are all sharing, and it's working okay. Nobody's beating anybody up. They seem to get along. Let's say there's maybe six of them. Six of these cave-type people. And this other cave person, this caveman, kind of wanders on, sees the fire at night, wanders over, and he's looking and down while the other guys are sitting having their meal. So he looks at one of the cave women and decides he likes her. That one looks good. I think I'll take that one. So he decides he wants to take that other one, you know, that woman. And the cavemen are kind of riled and like, get out of here. So they chase him off. And the wanderer goes into the woods and, you know, escapes. And he's not harmed. He comes back with a club. And he kills the cavemen so we can get the cave woman. That's the way it used to be. So we've evolved from that, where we're way more civilized. We don't steal other people's women like that. We don't club the guys to death. We've become more civilized. Unless maybe you're the president and you steal some other guy's wife, like the current guy did. Other than that example, we've been all more civilized than that. However, here's what's happening. There are these city dwellers who are walking down the streets of cities like New York City and other cities, San Francisco, Chicago, and other cities, and they'll have a bottle in their hand, like a wine bottle with a neck on it. And they'll finish the wine bottle, and they'll see some person on the street just walking, or maybe stop looking at something, maybe looking at the in a window of a store, and this person with the wine bottle will just bash someone he doesn't know from behind and smash him in the head. Or see someone on a subway track and push him in front of a subway. Or push her in front of a subway. Those are all flash mobs. A gang of thugs who are supposed to be in school who decide they're going to go to the drugstore or the snack store and steal whatever they feel like. These flash mobs, these are all examples of civilization in collapse. The rats, the mice, the muggings, the bashing, the slashing, the crashing, the busting, and the burning. All examples of society in collapse. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, Pastor, talking about money and society and collapse. I went to a gun show with Mrs. Finelli. Ron Paul was a candidate for the presidency. And we decided to buy a Ron Paul hat, you know, a baseball cap that said Ron Paul on it. And that was the last political involvement I think I had supporting somebody. And it was a waste of time because he wimped out, in my opinion. So he didn't stand up to his colleagues. He didn't stand up for the people. He just kind of wimped out. And so anyway, we're buying these two hats. And I paid, I think, with a $20 bill, or maybe there were $12 a piece. So maybe it was a 20 and a 10. And the person was trying to make change. Young person.
Oh, my gosh.
Couldn't do it. Gave me the wrong amount. And he handed it to me, and I said, that's too much. That's not correct. So he did it again, got it wrong again. I said, okay, here's how this works. So I taught, I as the customer, taught this high school student how to make change. I said, and I used the Austrian method of making change. I counted up, okay? So
yeah.
I did that, and then I said, okay, let's do that again. And so we did it three or four times until he got it right. I wasn't leaving until he could make change.
Oh, my gosh. This is the truth.
coming out of school don't know how to make change. It's not taught to them in school. I homeschooled my sons for a while, and I taught them how to make change. You know, this is it. And it's astounding to watch the checkout chicks in the supermarket. That's what they call them here in Australia. They're, the gals on the checkout at the grocery store at the supermarket. And some of them can't make change. They rely on what the till says to make change. Some of them can, some of them can't. But, you know, I think that maybe the ones who can, maybe their parents taught them how to do it. But the parents have abrogated, given up their responsibility to educate their children to the school system. They think that the school system can do it all, and the school system's not doing it all. The thing is, you've got to realise, what are you going to do when the currency no longer pays for your food, for your water, for your energy, and for your accommodation? What are you going to do about that? This is the crux of the matter. Because you'd better be making some plans for that now. I know that you have been since I'm talking to the class. The class needs to make plans of what they're going to do for their food, their water, their energy, including transportation, and their accommodation, when the currency no longer covers those needs. And if they don't, then life is going to get very, very uncomfortable for them in the very near future, because we are headed into hyperinflation. There is a set of statistics came out of the Australian Bureau of Statistics in the last few weeks, and that showed that we have had 100% inflation here in Australia for the last 12 months, 100% per annum inflation. They told the truth. Everything now is about twice the price that it was about a year ago. It's absolutely jaw-dropping. But the thing is, this is only the beginning. We are only in the beginning of a hyperinflationary cycle, because hyperinflation does not end when inflation gets 100% per annum. It ends when it gets to about 100% per hour.
Linus, do you remember us saying that this was going to happen here at USA Prepared? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with 5 counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot...
Watch it.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I received an email a couple days ago. And it says, it's to me, and it says, Vincent, this man took the jab so he could travel to see his children. Now he needs a heart transplant. Thank you. That's from one of our instructors. I responded, and I said, a friend is in the hospital. Two others have died. So far, three jabbed family members have died. Thank you, Vincent. I just got an email just during the broadcast. It popped up. Vincent, I'm sorry for your family and friends. I know a lady that has pancreatic cancer. She's under 100 pounds. She stopped eating and is in a lot of pain. My son-in-law's uncle has stage 4 throat cancer. My girlfriend has breast cancer. Many others have autoimmune and other diseases. Thank you. I signed an instructor. Class, the reason I took this tangential detour is just to let you know you're not alone. You're not alone. We just had another family member die on Mrs. Finelli's side yesterday, jabbed. Seems there's a high correlation between seniors who have been jabbed, and dying soon after. And of course, you've read the article and just made the news about an athlete who was a track star at a very young age, died. She's a U.S. track star, Tori Bowie. Society in collapse. Bugs in the food. Did you hear any of that?
No.
Gwyneth, did you hear what I said on that email?
The last thing I heard was one of Mrs. Finelli's family members died.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yep.
And it seems as if every time that we get started on this topic, people get knocked off the air. It's almost right. Like someone doesn't want anyone to know this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gwyneth,
you know,
let me share this with the class. Class, I've got three computers running, and one of them I use for searching the internet about maybe a topic that we might discuss. That's one screen. One dedicated screen with one computer just for that purpose. Another computer is dedicated to the call screen, and it shows the lines that are available to call USA Prepares. And it shows answer, hold, who's called, how long they've been on hold. There's a button for air and there's a button for drop. So I can answer the phone remotely, even though the phone is in Minnesota and I'm in Missouri. I could answer the phone. I could put the caller on hold. I can put the caller on the air, and I can drop the call. That's the second computer with the second monitor. The third monitor shows me view meters. You know, the meters that you would see for audio, the older style analog meters with the needle that moves, and there's a red scale that tells me I'm over-modulating or I'm not over-modulating. And it shows me my side, the microphone from me, the outgoing side from USA Prepare Studio here in Missouri at the farm. And there's another meter that shows me Gwyneth's side and Jason's and GCN's side of the equation. Then there are bar graphs that show me how much delay that we have. So right now, the delay is 182 milliseconds. And 1,000 milliseconds would be 1 second of delay. So I can see how long it is for Gwyneth to hear what I have to say. Okay, so I can adjust my speed of response to how long the delay is. And when the connection gets broken, I see red. I have a bar graph that shows every second it refreshes, and it is a continuous bar graph that goes across the screen, and it shows me the delay until it gets broken. And then if it's disconnected, it turns to red bars every second. So I can see, let's say, 30 seconds of history. And I saw that we were disconnected. And immediately what I did was I picked up the telephone, the landline, and I dialed GCN. And I was going to pick up the class from the landline. And just when I did that, and I connected, the connection was restored. So it almost seems like someone knows, and because I had the microphone potted up, they could hear that, they could hear this, they could hear the dial tone, they could hear me dial GCN, they could hear GCN answer, and then as soon as GCN answered, I was reconnected. So I guess they figured that, well, we'll just let him have the microphone back because he's going to connect anyway. That's my take on it. And it seems to happen when we discuss things that are outside the realm that we are supposed to discuss. And I've said this before. When I didn't know any better, when I first started broadcasting about 12 years ago, I interviewed a real famous guy, top 25 broadcaster. And I asked him on air, did they ever tell you what you can and can't say? And he bristled, and he, absolutely not. I know where the line is, and I don't cross it. That kind of tells me, they tell him what he can and can't say, either directly or indirectly. Or maybe it was a meeting. Hey, you hear about Charlie? Boy, that guy, he done discussed. And you know what happened to him? He done got fired. And, you know, that kind of a discussion lets you realize that if you go down that path and you done discussed what Charlie done discussed, he can get fired. So maybe that's how it happened. I don't know. But the point is, there are things that are not supposed to be discussed. And maybe we just crossed that line. We talked about people dying. It's absolutely true. These are people I know. These are people I could walk to their house. Not anymore, because they're not there. They died. And one of them was an instructor, Stuart Thompson, the truck driver. He took the jab, and he died really, really fast. Real fast.
You know something, Vincent? This actually ties in to our topic of the day, because one way that people can get manipulated is by the threat of losing their paycheck. Because if their food, if their water, if their accommodation, and if their energy is all reliant on that paycheck, then the threat of losing it can pull them into line pretty quickly. And if you're not reliant for your paycheck on your food, water, accommodation, and energy, if none of it gets paid from your paycheck, then you are much freer in your life. And your life is probably going to be harder, but it's going to be a better life. And, you know, the sooner people realize this, these people whose food, water, energy, and accommodation is not reliant on a paycheck are going to have the best chance of surviving the thing that is currently happening. We used to say it was going to happen, going to happen, going to happen, going to happen. It's now happening. We're watching it happen. And, you know, something that's actually really common here in Australia is I get talking to people and I say, whatever you do, don't take any more injections. And almost, you know, probably about 75% or 90% or whatever of the time, a good majority of the time, the people say, yeah, but if I don't get my jab, then I'm going to lose my job. And then everything goes to pot for me because then there's, you know, how am I going to pay the rent? And I just say, well, figure out some other answer, but don't get the jab, because I'll tell you what, that accommodation's not going to mean anything if you're filling a pine box and taking a dirt nap, which is what's going to happen, which is what they're planning on doing to all these people who take the jab, for example. And you've got to figure out something. This really is a matter of life and death, you know. For me, it doesn't matter because I grow my own food, I have my own water supply, my own electrical supply, and my own farm, my own accommodation.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here's another sign of society in collapse. The government tells you what to do. So New York State is the first state in the country to ban natural gas and propane for cooking and heating. It was just passed today. So the governor and the Democrat lawmakers who control the New York Senate and Assembly approved a budget, $229 billion with a B, containing the provision that bans gas-powered stoves and furnaces and propane heating devices. Now, they want you to use climate-friendly, that's in quotes, climate-friendly, appliances such as heat pumps and induction stoves in most residential and new buildings across the state. So it requires all electric heating and cooking appliances in buildings less than seven stories, new construction, less than seven stories, 100% of the buildings will have electric heating and cooking. And for buildings that are taller, all of them by 2029 will be electric heating and cooking. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The grid can't support it. And this is what society in collapse does. It tells you what you will do. Now, to encourage you to do this act of stupidity, they are going to give you rebates up to 80% of the cost of this new equipment. So if you decide you're going to buy a magnetic frequency cooking stove, electromagnetic radiation stove, also called induction cooking, the government will give you a tax credit of 80%, up to $840. A new induction stove starts at around $1,200 and goes up to $2,500. Class, a stove used to cost $200. So now they're six times more expensive as a simple gas or simple electric stove, and they want you to buy one. And the reason is because it's more efficient. The new induction cooking is much more efficient, so they say. What's the reality? Well, physics gets in the way. Physics says that these induction stoves are maybe 5 to 10% more efficient. You will never, ever, ever in your lifetime or the lifetime of that induction stove or cook surface recover the cost of getting this induction device by saving on your electric bill. It'll never happen. You can't save 5 to 10% and get up to $2,500 in savings. It won't happen. Not on your electric bill for your stove. And then, by the way, these things don't plug into a wall outlet. They need, oh, let's say a 30 ampere circuit, 240 volts. That means the electrician's going to have to come and, you know, bust the wall open a little bit to add the circuit to the breaker panel, if it will support it, and maybe you need a new breaker panel. So the government will help you with up to $500 for that cost. I can't believe it. So you take the $500 for the electric upgrade. Electric upgrade. Huh. Do you think they're going to upgrade the grid to support the upgrade in your house or your apartment? They can't.
Oh, my gosh.
And natural gas is used to generate electricity. So is radioactivity. So is coal. So these morons that think that they are doing good by going to all electric, the pollution just moves. It just moves from the stove where you can vent outside with a range hood to a massive power generation plant that burns natural gas. We're not going to save natural gas. We're not going to save propane. We are just moving it. And those morons who support all electric cars, I don't know what they're thinking. And I think Buford Pusser is going to come visit their driveway with his baseball bat when the grid goes down and the neighbors can't watch TV or pump water out of their well or take a shower or see where they're going at night because the lights are out. Gwyneth?
Yeah, these people, they need to spend some time in Harare or maybe the favelas of Rio de Janeiro and find out what it's like to have 3 hours of electricity a day. That's what they need to do. But they won't have to move to Harare or the favelas of Rio de Janeiro because it's coming to them.
I read an article this morning. About this one person says, yeah, you know, with an induction stove, I can boil water in 10 seconds. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Unless we're talking about like 1 cc of water. If you're talking about a spaghetti pot of water, it ain't going to happen. And they act like it's almost free with the amount of electricity they use because they use so little. That's not true either. Physics gets in the way of these liars. And you know what? The generally dumb public needs to go to science classes, like in elementary school. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.